Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my podcast. Guess what? It happened. We got an announcement today for Halloween Horror Nights. We have merchandise. We have tickets. We have hotel packages. Well, one hotel package. We have a new slogan, thank goodness, because the Never Go Alone was getting a little old. It is called Horror Lives Here, and it's actually really cool. It kind of looks like neon and stuff. It's actually really cool. So, with all that being said, we have dates. Finally, it's taken us 3 months or 4 months, but we finally have dates. And believe it or not, Halloween Horror Nights is starting earlier. It's starting August 30th until November 3rd, which is awesome. So, 4 months of horror. Well, 3.5. But anyway, that is pretty awesome. And we'll get into some more awesome stuff later. But now let's get into ticket prices. They're going up. So like they're trying to do every single year. But hey, I mean, Universal is trying to pay for Epic. So I don't blame them. But with that being said, the later the event goes on, the higher the price goes up. And just letting you everyone know, this is for single night, so one night, and this does not include the add-ons. So if you want to skip the line for one house or maze only, the express pass. Now, I can understand why they're doing this. Yes, it seems a little high, but considering the craziness we had last year with express, oh my goodness, it was crazy. The times were not right compared to what they were on like the Universal app or the time board that they have at the Polk. It was just craziness. It's up to you, honestly. Take it for what you will. Like I said, as we get closer to the event, the price will go up depending on the night. Also, I wanted to include that they are doing the Peacock exclusive monthly 6 months of Peacock. So if you buy a Halloween Horror Nights ticket, you might have to do that reservation system like you had to do last year, and that gives you 6 months Peacock free, which is pretty cool because who knows, they might bring back the Peacock ball again. So if you want to do Halloween Horror Nights RIP tour, this is a exclusive tour that will take you through all 10 haunted houses, front of the line access. You get to briefly walk through all the scare zones. I would definitely be doing this whenever I go to the event because I think it's pretty cool. And you also get front row access to the stage show. I don't know if they're doing 2 shows this year, but it sounds like they all. Yes, now here's the thing about the RIP tours. There is one private, which if you want that one, you're gonna have to call up Universal and find out the price, but it's pretty crazy. And that one is you and a party of, I think it's 8 people. I'm not 100% sure. If you want to know more detail, please go check out the Universal website, or if you have the Universal app, everything should be there. That's where the Halloween Horror Nights website is now, is on the Universal app. And then there's a non-private, so like a public RIP tour. And this one I would probably definitely do because I think it'd be fun to be with other Halloween Horror Nights fans, but that's the one that's $300. Now, this is pretty cool because this would be something to do when it's like really crazy. And so yeah, it's pretty cool. You get to go in to the Blue Man Group. I believe a couple of years ago it was at Cafe La Bamba. You get some snacks, you get a bowl, like you get some drinks if you want that, alcoholic and non-alcoholic, and you also have some pretty cool skill actors like roaming around before you go. So it's pretty cool. And you get front of the line access, like I said, to all the haunted houses. This is called Behind the Screams, and it's gonna start earlier. You could start doing Behind the Screams on August 11th. Now, this is a free house or a 6 house. Now, it's kind of interesting that you're gonna be able to start doing the free house tour before the event even starts, which means that we have already been seeing Halloween Horror Nights construction going on in the Polk. I believe yesterday there was a YouTuber, I can't remember who it was, who captured Halloween Horror Nights construction happening at the Fast and the Furious tent. So it's happening just behind the scenes. So what's really, really cool about the Behind the Screams is you get to go inside the haunted houses during the day. This is really cool because for someone like me who would like to know where everything is so I don't accidentally run into a scare actor, because the lights and like all the crazy noises. I don't want to get distracted and accidentally run into somebody. Also, I am a huge theater nerd. I love set designs. I love props. I love lighting. This is why I love the event. I love it for the creativity, not so much the horror, but I do love this event. So the fact that there is speculation going on from the community already that the reason that we might be doing the tour early is we might not get to go into the intellectual property houses, or it's called IPs. I don't believe that. Yes, I do understand that there are certain IPs that do not want you to take photos, such as in the past we've had Stranger Things, you can only take a couple of photos. Beetlejuice, I believe you couldn't even go in the house, which is kind of sad because Beetlejuice is like one of my favorite horror movies. The Weeknd was really, he didn't want anybody. And then Insidious, in 2015, you couldn't go in. So I get that. I understand that. But the fact that you might not be able to do any tours, I don't believe that. If you want to cash out the money, you can do a 6-house tour, then like the day of the event, and then go straight into the event, which is pretty dang awesome. I definitely want to do this. I have not decided whenever I do go which one I want to do, depending on what mazes, because last year I wanted them to switch. I wanted them to do The Last of Us for the 6-house tour and Dr. Oddfellows. I really wanted to see Dr. Oddfellows' house. And then for the 6-house tour, it was Dueling Dragons, Stranger Things, The Exorcist. So it just depends on what you want to do. I know people who have done both. I know people who have done the 6-house tour. I've known people who have done the free house tour. It just depends on what one your schedule looks like during the day, because this is a during the day tour, and depending on how long your feet want to, you know, keep on walking. So with all that being said, that is all we have right now for tickets. We do not have, of course, the ticket packages. That does not happen until later on in the event. It's probably gonna happen now in July or early August, considering that we're starting in August, which I have some interesting thoughts about that. So we also have merchandise. Woohoo! So that slogan that I mentioned, horror lives here, is the slogan. They also had a slogan today. They had a really cool video where it says the horror cannot be contained. I like Universal slogans, however I'm not really a big fan of this year's t-shirts. As everyone knows, I loved their See You in the Fog last year. I had the t-shirt. I had the mug. I don't know where it is. It got lost in moving. But this one, it looks really cool. It's kind of like neon, that bright orange along with like the neon green. It's really cool. It has some interesting like faces on it. It has the Universal arches. But also, if you're a Florida resident or you're vacationing, you can go to the Five and Dime or the All Hallows Eve store. The All Hallows Eve store is really cool. It's a store that is dedicated to Halloween year-round. They do themes. It is in Port of Entry in Islands of Adventure. Well, not exactly Port of Entry. So it's in Islands of Adventure. But yeah, those were where you can find the products. So very interesting that we do not have the price for the Scream Early, which I have a feeling it's going to go up this year, which is really cool. Not really cool it's going up, the price is going up, but really cool that they have not announced it. This gives you access if you do not have a Halloween Horror Nights. For all these, you do need a Halloween Horror Nights ticket. So the Scream Early, if you do not have a Day Park ticket to Universal, or you do along with your Halloween Horror Nights ticket, or you do not have a Universal pass to get into the park early, and this is where you go into a Stay and Scream area, which is what I would be doing. So yeah, it's kind of interesting we don't have that yet. It's kind of interesting that the Taste of Terror, the early access thing that was last year, might not be coming back. So a lot of things that have not been announced yet. Also, there is a hotel package. This only gets you one Halloween Horror Nights ticket though. Like I said, the packages for the Sick Night tickets, like the Fear Pass and Ultimate Frequent Fear Pass, are not out yet. We finally got dates, everyone. Woohoo! I'm so excited. I cannot believe it. It's getting more real. I'm really, really, really hoping we get an announcement really soon, and I'm really hoping that Horror Night Nightmares, not affiliated with Universal at all, there, a Twitter post, will come out with another speculation map pretty dang soon. So, that is it. That's, I believe, all we have right now. So have a great and spooky day, everyone.